talk a little bit about, you were in Peoria earlier today with Congressman LaHood touring something that might be cut.
Yeah, the Trump administration budget is devastating to rural America. It cuts 21% out of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and among those cuts are to close the Ag Lab in Peoria, which is the nation's largest. And I can't help but think it is one of the most short-sighted elements of his budget. You know, for every $1 that we invest in agricultural research, we get a $10 return. There are 85 PhDs who walk through those doors every single day. You've got some incredible brain power that is looking at how to revitalize the ag economy, and he wants to shut that down. And so part of the message that I have is, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, this is something that's important to our region, our state, our country, and the world. And so I was proud to stand there with Congressman LaHood together and say that we're going to fight this as hard as we possibly can fight it, and do everything we can to make sure it doesn't close.
What do you think you can do to that end to help try to keep that open?
Well, our first step is, we are getting a letter put together. We've already drafted it. We want to get it signed by every member of the Illinois congressional delegation and send that to President Trump and talk about why it is a terrible idea to close this agricultural research laboratory. And so that should go out today or tomorrow. We've already, we're just working on getting some of the last-minute signatures on that. And I spoke personally with the new Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, last week, told him the importance of this Ag Lab to our community. And I told him, I said, what's unique about the city of Peoria is both a Republican and I, as a Democrat, represent this city where the Ag Lab is, and so I want you to know that we, in a bipartisan fashion, want to make sure that this does not close.
How did he respond?
He responded by saying he understands the importance of agricultural research, and so that made me feel good. But, you know, in the end, the proof's in the pudding, and we've got to make sure that not only does he understand the importance of it, but he stands with us to fight closing this treasure to our country. You know, this is a place, speaking of World War II, it was out of that agricultural research lab that they figured out how to systemize the distribution of penicillin, and they rolled that out in Normandy. So it's got incredible success out of that lab. It has it has saved countless lives, and it is literally the answer to what we're going to be doing in the agricultural and the rural economy going forth. One of my biggest concerns also is this Trump administration budget cuts billions of dollars out of crop insurance. And I was in Congress when we passed the last five-year farm bill. And what I heard more than anything else from our family farmers is to make sure that we had a crop insurance program that worked. And so they've been very pleased with what we have in there, what we've had in there for the last 5 years, and there's a lot of concern if there would be cuts to that. You know, I mean, those of us standing here who are Midwesterners and understand the ag economy and understand our family farmers know that every day they're at the mercy of Mother Nature. They can't control whether it rains or whether it doesn't, whether it floods or whether it doesn't, whether there's a drought, and that's what crop insurance is there for. We want to make sure that our family farmers can be stable, and when there is a bad year, that they don't go out of business. And So I think that candidate Trump, when he made a lot of promises to this region of the country, I hate the fact that he seems to look at this as flyover country now, and has not lived up to the promises that he made during the campaign. And this budget is one sign of that. I've said from day one, I will work with President Trump every way I possibly can, as long as he is fighting for the same kind of people that we know are important, and that's hardworking men and women, our family farmers, those who are just trying to make their lives better. And right now, I see that he's turned his back on this part of the country by this budget. From the time I was elected, I serve on the Ag Committee, and so that is where this will go through. And most of the members of the Ag Committee come from areas where ag is the largest economic driver, you know, just like our region. And so I don't think there's a Republican or a Democratic label to understand the importance of crop insurance. So I think we'll come together in bipartisan fashion and tell the president what his budget is doing would be very harmful, and we don't want to put up with it.
Speaking of President Trump, the talk of impeachment, is it warranted or is it too early in your mind?
You know, we are 4 months into his administration, and while he has made some moves that are troubling, I think that we need to make sure that we want him to succeed. I am certainly not one of those Democrats that is cheering for anything but success. I want the Trump administration to be successful. However, there are a lot of moves that have been made that are concerning, and I am one of those who favor a 9/11 style commission to get to the bottom of Russia's interference with our democracy. And we need to get to the bottom of that, first of all, to see who was involved, and number two, to make sure that it never happens again. So we have to keep pushing for that and keep pushing for the truth and answers.
You used to be a reporter. What do you make of some of what he said recently about reporters making up sources and that sort of thing?
Well, that would be among the areas that I think are very troubling. You know, the free speech is something that is sacred to our democracy. And, you know, I know that being a reporter for close to two decades and working with reporters most of my career, you know, they just want to tell the story and get things right. And, you know, it is you and your profession that you're the conduit from people in public service to get our message out. You play a very, very important role, and that means holding public officials accountable and asking the tough questions. And, you know, if somebody in public service isn't up for that, they probably don't belong to be in public service. But, no, it's extremely troubling. And what happened out in Montana where you've got somebody who's going to be sworn in as a brand-new member of the U.S. House of Representatives assaulted a reporter and, you know, then came up with excuses as to why he did it. That's troubling. You play a very, very important role in making sure that the public understands what's going on.